Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah. Oh.
rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our life. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Fire, Holy Spirit, fire. What can I do for the Lord?
time. Come on, do it from your heart. Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in. Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity, from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, who both far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Daylight!
Our voices and
come praise the King of Kings. Every tribe and nation, we are here to share His love. A true unity, a true
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise His name. We worship Him in the beauty of His holiness. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What an awesome God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name is worthy to be praised. Your name is worthy to be glorified. Your name is worthy to be. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We will extol thee, our God, O King. We will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will we bless thee and praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and we will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing hallelujah of your righteousness. Hallelujah. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth to all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openeth thy hand, and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. Our mouths shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. We say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his name. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He have also established them forever and ever. He has made a decree which shall not pass. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. From the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, storm and wind, fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fall, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. Hallelujah. His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his sins, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing unto him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord hath pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and the two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind the kings with chains and the nobles with feathers of iron. Upon them the judgment written. Dishonor have all his sins. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Hallelujah. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. Praise him for his mighty acts. Hallelujah. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Hallelujah. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Hallelujah. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Hallelujah. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Lord, we have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy this morning. Mercy, your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus, your mercy is on you every morning. Lord, have mercy upon our children, O God. Lord, have mercy, children. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses, our husbands, and our wives. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Oh, what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, release the blood of Jesus. Oh, the airways, the cyberspace, the network. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Every cell in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Oh, dear, my son, did he echo? The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over every area of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak our wounds in the blood of Jesus. The doorposts of our wounds in the blood of Jesus. We soak our offices wherever we are in the blood of Jesus. Who buses in the blood of Jesus. The schools that our children and grandchildren go, we cover with the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood of Jesus that the grandchildren will be in. Oh, we cover with the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our life, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. We thank you for your precious blood. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Hallelujah. We thank you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Yekiria masanderia koromose, yekiria masanderia koromose, yekere masanderia koromose. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Yeku yayama Oh, Father, we put the arm on our spouses in the name of Jesus, our husbands and our wives, our children and grandchildren. We put the armor on ourselves in the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Yekremose. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them, in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around our spouses. Hallelujah. And the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. Oh, God. And the glory within us, oh God, around those that are connected to us, and the glory within them, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we pray, oh God, for your fresh oil. We pray, oh God, for your fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Not the anointing from last night, not the anointing from yesterday. Oh God, we pray for fresh oil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pour all upon us your oil of blessing. Your fresh oil, oh God. Your fresh oil, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Pour upon us fresh oil, fresh anointing. Pour upon our families fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus. Refresh us. Spirit in Christ Jesus. Refresh our spirit in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Holy Spirit, we surrender this prayer time to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Spirit of the living God, we come to you. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, we come to you. We choose to walk in obedience and faith as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with, and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, we come unto you, Spirit of the living God. Come. You drew us into salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from us, and pour yourself out upon us, Spirit of the living God. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at a point of our salvation. We're baptized by you at a point of time. We yield our utter faculties from self-control to your control and ask for and sought your inquiring. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us. Empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. You give us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the enemy and the devil. Truly, your power sets the captives. Come, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come, hallelujah. We need you, Holy Ghost. We will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry, unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and fake rumors. We will only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inworking power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play and watch anointed worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, Horiaka Sanderiaku, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our minds, anointing our reasoning. Hallelujah. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. All the blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and lay tune to your thoughts, your pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogues with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our hearts, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning. We'll fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling, flowing river. We sense your words as we light upon our hearts and our minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what is on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depths of his wisdom to you, and you then speak into our spirit. So we are taught by you. Holy Spirit, we pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when we are in your will. When we are in your will, oh, Holy Spirit, we sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you release in us, within us, God's holy emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things that God hates. You give us God's compassion, hallelujah, towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's word. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so that we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. And Holy Spirit, lead us as we pray, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak. When we stand before kings, put anointed, God's anointed words on our tongues all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes from directly from you, Holy Spirit. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking to Almighty God, and our minds are out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our minds. When you anoint our minds, we have the mind of Christ. So we worship in the spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of thoughts. As we yield our minds to you, you anoint our reasoning, allow us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. From apart from you, we have nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things into our remembrance. You lead us each step that we take. Come, Holy Ghost, and anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skills in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flowing and your anointing, we are amazed at what your hands can do. We can feel your power, heat, energy, and tingling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You gift us with divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. As long as we live tuned to you, Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are confident of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us and upon us. We worship you, worship in spirit and in truth, and we put no confidence in our flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts and gave us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gift of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking and not in our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in words only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs, wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are opposed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and then stepping out in faith, acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for our life's work. You commission us, wash over our life's mission, and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great distances from where we live. Holy Spirit, you are not bound by time and space. And when we are in you, now that we choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. And your power is far greater than ours. Thus, we say, Holy Spirit, come. Again, we say, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the living God, for your presence. We bless you, Holy Ghost. We adore you, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus. The other day, I think it's Friday, we were talking about the emblems of the Holy Spirit. We did it Friday and Thursday. The emblems of the Holy Spirit, I spoke about the seal. So some of the emblems is water, oil, a seal, the wind of the Holy Spirit, the oil of blessing, the fire, the wine, a dove, and a voice. Hallelujah. And I think I gave some scriptures on that the other day. Hallelujah, the emblems of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So this morning, I just want to look at the water, the emblem of water. The emblem of water indicates life, refreshing, and cleansing. The Holy Spirit, one of the emblems is water. The water indicates life, refreshing, and cleansing. Hallelujah. So let us look at the scriptures that goes with this as the light. Spirit of the living God, let it not be me, but Christ that lives inside of me as I bring this teaching forth in your power and in your anointing. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to look at John 7:37-39. Isaiah 44, verse 3. The Holy Spirit as the water, indicating life, refreshing, and cleansing. Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, "For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants." Then John 7:37 says, "On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, 'Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.' By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him was later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. Hallelujah. For I will pour water on the thirsty ground. So let's look at Isaiah 44 in your Bibles. I'm not going to keep you long. Isaiah 44, looking at the Holy Spirit as the emblem of as the water. Isaiah 44, I like to read from the beginning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou just from whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and upon and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow. What is the Lord speaking to you? If you're thirsty, hallelujah, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. If you thirst for the Spirit of God, are there dry areas of your life, of my life, that needs the watering of the Holy Spirit? Are there dry areas that need the watering of the Holy Spirit? Because no other water will do except the watering of the Holy Spirit that will quench that thirst. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But it has to be your desire. Hallelujah. Do you desire for the Holy Spirit to water you? Do you desire it? Are you thirsty? And you should ask yourself those questions. Am I thirsty? Are you thirsty? Or are you okay with what's going on? You're okay with everything. It's fine. You don't need watering. But I know I need watering every time. Not I need every day. I need watering. If you have a plant, the plant, you get plant, you need that water for that plant to grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need the water, which is an emblem of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I will pour water on him that is thirsty. So he will not just pour the water, but if you, Lord, I'm thirsty. Lord, I'm thirsty. How many? Lord, this is your prayer. Lord, I am thirsty. You see, you put water upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the dry ground. Hallelujah. How many dry ground? Our lives will represent, your life could represent a dry ground. There's nothing happening. Hallelujah. A dry ground, to pick up a dry ground is hard, because you need water to be able to dig out that dry ground. Hallelujah. So it's something that you must desire. You must desire. God to not force himself on no one. And you need him. Call upon him. Lord, I thirst for you. I need you. I need you, Lord. I'm thirsty for you. Pour water upon me, O God. Oh, Father God, pour water upon my life. Pour water upon my destiny. Pour water, because without water, there's no growth. And then he said, I will put floods upon the dry ground. You see, he's not just going to pour water on you, but flood upon the dry ground. Because sometimes the ground is so dry, nothing is coming from that ground because it's dry. You put a cup of water, it won't do nothing. You put buckets, it won't do nothing. So the Lord God will send that flood, hallelujah, upon the dry ground of your life. And you got to pray this, Lord, send the flood upon the dry ground of my life in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, hallelujah. If you don't have dry ground, if it's not for you, pray for someone else. Oh, almighty God, put your flood upon the dry ground of my life. Oh, almighty God, let the flood, your flood, flow upon the dry ground of this ministry. In the name of Jesus, almighty God, let your flood flow upon the dry ground of my life. Let your flood flow upon the dry ground of my children's life. Almighty God, let your flood flow upon the dry ground of my grandchildren's life. Almighty God, let your flood flow, hallelujah, upon the dry ground of my husband's life. Pray for your children. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, God, let the flood flow. Your flood flow upon the dry ground of I Am Ministry, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, let your flood flow upon the dry ground of my family, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your flood flow upon the dry ground of my life. Let your flood flow, almighty God. Let your flood flow, almighty God, upon the dry ground of my life. In the name of Jesus, pour your water upon me, oh God. I thirst for you. Quench my thirst, oh God. Quench my thirst, oh God. Pour upon me, O God, your water, O God. I thirst for you, O God. Hallelujah. I need your water from heaven in the name of Jesus. Your water, O God. Your holy water, O God. Oh, I thirst for you. I need that water, O God. I need you to pour your water, not the water from man, not carnal water, but your water, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thirst for you, O God. I need you, Jesus. Your floods of water upon the dry grounds, hallelujah, of my life. The floods of water upon the dry grounds of this ministry. Your floods of water. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thirst for you. We thirst for you. We need your living water. Oh, God, your living water, so that we cannot thirst anymore. Hallelujah. Whoever drinketh of this water, so if you drink the water of the world, you will thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. This is Jesus speaking to the woman at the well. And I shall give him the water that Jesus gave us. We will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of spring, springing up unto everlasting life. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for refreshing us. Thank you for quenching our thirst. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed and wonderful day. And let the Holy Spirit water every area of your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bible studies today at 9 a.m. Those that are in the Bible studies, I see you at 9 a.m. this morning. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.